Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. Hey, we're going to be talking about high-end fashion here in just a bit. Don't go away. This is really an amazing story. My guest is Amy Reynolds. She is the owner of a store called Glam, G-L-A-M. And for 27 years, she's been doing this. And I recently found this, full transparency, my granddaughter is a model and she works at the store. And so she was telling me about all these wonderful things that they do for prom dresses every year. And I said, I got to talk to Amy and find out more about this really interesting business. Amy, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're taking time to be with us. I want to start at the beginning. Why? How did this happen 27 years ago that you are selling to young women these gorgeous, gorgeous gowns that, right, by the way, aren't cheap?
No, they are definitely not cheap. No.
So how did this get started?
Well, it actually started as a bridal store. So I started in the bridal industry in 1997 and had my very first prom store or prom season in 1998, sold 43 dresses that year.
Wow.
Thought I was doing great, right?
Yeah, right.
43 dresses. I was like, wow. So we just started focusing on that a little bit. And eventually I got out of the bridal industry and went 100% prom.
Prom. Why did you get out of the bridal industry? Is it competitive? Is it bridezillas? Is it what?
It's exhausting. It's all of the above. So you have the bridezillas, but mostly it's simply exhausting. So you're there all year long. There's no break. You're open every single day. You're closed on Sundays, but oftentimes the brides wanted appointments on Sundays as well. And my family was out playing and I was working.
Yeah.
And it was exhausting.
That work-life balance was nowhere to be found.
No, yeah. No, it was not.
And so now, as you're in prom season right now, and you're kind of winding down a bit, but so how often are you open now? How does this work?
Well, we're open 7 days a week here. So, and I work open to close every single day, 7 days a week. So my last day off was Christmas Day.
Wow.
And my next day off is Easter. So, however, there is light at the end of the tunnel. This store is seasonal. So we're open for prom season. We'll close down the end of April, open back up, the first week in August, close down the last week in September. We do homecoming during
homecoming.
Yeah. And then we will open again on December 26th for prom next year.
So that gives you time in between these openings that you can scour new ideas, new dresses, new looks.
Yes. We reset the store, so as soon as the store closes for prom 2024, we start resetting the store. We'll do some renovations in here. We change our selfie stations. I know you can see those behind me, but we change those up and just kind of give the store a new look, so when the girls come in for homecoming, it looks different than it does for prom season.
That's a lot of work.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I suspect you have help doing all this?
I do. Yep. So we hire some companies that come in here and help us with renovations. And I do have employees that will stick around and do little bits and things. You know, all the new inventory has to come in. It has to get steamed. It has to get tagged. Has to be put out on the sales floor. The whole store gets revamped. So all the racks come down. The whole store gets cleaned. Carpets get cleaned. Like, all of those things happen twice a year around here.
How many dresses, your inventory, how many do you carry at a time, you
Well,
think?
We try to keep 3,000 prom dresses in stock. So as the season goes down, it obviously gets less than that, but we will restock to be ready for the following year.
And in 27 years that you've been doing this, what changes have there been when it comes to fashion? I mean, you must have seen a gamut of things. I visited your store on a Saturday. It was just nuts here, by the way. There was glitter everywhere.
Yes.
I see lots of backless dresses, high slits in the front. How different is that from maybe 15 years ago?
Oh, very different. It's very different from 15 years ago. So I would say some of the biggest changes that we've seen is when we went from two-piece dresses back to one-piece dresses. So for a long time, you know, you'd have your bodice that was really cut short and your skirt that hung really low, and then the girl's entire midriff was open. And that was a really big trend for a number of years. We did really well with that trend. And then obviously we do the backless dresses. The corset back, that was also a new trend. So when dresses started, and that actually started in Australia, where they started putting in corset back dresses, so they laced up instead of zipped up.
Right.
That was a big trend. And then recently, our biggest trend has been the corset front. So you have more of a sheer midriff with the boning being exposed, so the structure of the dress being exposed. It's considered a corset look. And that has been a huge trend these last few years.
Amazing. And where do these trends start? I mean, a designer comes up with something, it's hot, and then everybody
exactly
says...
exactly what happens.
Yeah. How do you keep up on all of this? I mean, these changing fashions, so you're out shopping in your downtime?
Yep, I do. So I go to New York, I go to Atlanta, I go to Philadelphia. We go to Vegas. We just kind of go everywhere and hunt down the new styles.
Yeah. How much do influencers have on your business? Now, I live in the space of social media, and there are social media influencers all over the place, from TikTok to Twitter, now known as X, to Facebook, to Threads, all over the place. There are people out there that make a living being an influencer.
Right.
How much do your customers pay attention to that stuff?
They do pay attention. I wouldn't say that we have a ton of influencers in this industry. Our influencers are more of a store instead of an individual. So I think it's different. You know, I watch the makeup influencers, and you have one single person who influences for multiple brands.
Right.
And in this industry, it's not the same.
I see. Okay. As a matter of fact, we just had a story the other day about influencers who are concerned about banning of TikTok because they've made so much money as makeup influencers, from lip gloss to mascara, and it's a big deal.
Yes.
And so they're all very concerned about what we do. Smaller businesses are much more concerned because they're going to have to move maybe to some other platform.
Right.
Rather than TikTok, if that happens, and we just don't know where that's going right now. My guest is Amy Reynolds, ladies and gentlemen. She is the owner of a store called Glam, G-L-A-M, and yes, we will have links to all of this up on the radio blog. What about brands? Do you carry different brands?
We do. So industry-wide, there's a lot of big designers and then some smaller ones as well. And we certainly bring in our big designers, the Sherry Hill, the Giovanni, all those are the two big ones in our store. And then we also carry a little bit of the newer lines like the Jonathan Cain and Amara, and just a number of them. We just carry from so many different designers. And then we have some house designs as well. So we have some dresses that are exclusive to our store.
Yeah.
And those are very, very fun for us to have here in-house.
Sure. And different things that you do to make sure that those proprietary dresses and styles come from your brain and people that you talk with.
Right.
You also, because I'm looking over on the dressing area, there's all kinds of jewelry as well. You do a little...
I go to New York to buy jewelry.
Really?
It's one of my favorite shopping trips of the year.
I bet they love when you walk in the store because you're going, oh, we're going to make some money today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So accessories as well.
Yes.
Okay. Shoes?
No shoes.
I was going to say, I didn't see any.
Nope.
So, one of the things that I wanted to visit about is when I was here a couple of Saturdays ago, I was in the parking lot and I was struck by the license plates that I saw.
Right.
I mean, the parking lot was absolutely jam-packed.
Right.
There were young women all over this store. I don't know how many folks you had working as workers here, but there was a bunch. Two people were welcoming individuals as they came in and getting whatever necessary information from each young woman. I saw license plates from Nebraska and Kansas, South Dakota, Illinois, Missouri, of course, Iowa. That reach is monumental. How?
Well, I think it's Google. So we have an 11,000 square foot store, which is completely unique to Iowa. And we are simply a prom store. So you are not competing with brides for anybody's attention. There's no mother of the bride in this store. We don't do tuxedos. Everything is related just to that prom girl. So it is an incredibly unique shopping experience. And girls come from a long ways away to have that experience.
Yeah. And on that experience, these dresses are not inexpensive.
No.
I mean, I happen to know because I've learned a little bit about the price points of these dresses. And you said something surprising to me a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know, the mothers that come in or the fathers, whoever is writing the check, and you said, you'd be surprised, Michael. Many of the young women that are buying the dresses are buying these $800,000, $900,000 dresses on their own.
Yes, they are.
How is that happening?
Well, a lot of these teenagers have more disposable income than their parents do. They don't have rent to pay. They're not going to the grocery store and paying the crazy prices at the grocery store. So they're able to spend their money in ways that they want to. So honestly, look at the line at Starbucks.
Right.
Teenagers buying $7 coffees all day long.
Yeah, and which I don't understand, but okay.
Right. And then a lot of parents here will also set their child a budget. It might be a $500 budget. So anything over that $500, then the prom girl pays that out of her pocket. So, but we see a lot of it where the young ladies are paying for their own prom dresses.
It's really quite amazing. Mm-hmm. On that same level, you've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
And we don't do politics on the NewsHour. We just don't do that. And because I like to stick to business. But this is a business question. Everywhere you look, the talking heads out there, and we are not one of those talking heads that says doom and gloom around every corner, that the economy is in rough shape. People don't have any money. It is detrimental to business. Are you seeing that?
No. We don't see that here in the store at all. Our price points have not changed. They've gone up a little bit just with inflation. You know, everything's more expensive than it was last year. But no, we have not seen.
So you've not seen this?
No, there's no doom and gloom in this store. Okay. No.
Yeah. See, and I'm on that side. I continue to talk about, you know, inflation might be 3.1%, but wages went up by 4.1%. Yeah, there's still inflation out there. Gas prices have gone up. Why are they going up? There's all kinds of reasons for that. And it's not just as simple as some people claim it to be. And our GDP continues to grow. So I'm not one of the doom and gloomers. I think we're on a massively successful trajectory here in the United States. Well, what about marketing? How do you market glam?
We actually have a company that does that for us. So I was a business major in college. I do well with the business end of things. I was not a marketing major. So I hire the marketing end out on this store.
That is so wise, Amy. That is so wise because so many times we run into people who are business people and they think they know marketing and advertising, but they don't. Mm-hmm. And so they make some serious mistakes.
Yes. Marketing changes every single, I want to say every year, but it doesn't. It changes more than every single year. And if you're not passionate about marketing, there's no way to keep up and become an expert in it. And so I've walked away from it. It was frustrating to me, and I was unsuccessful. So I learned to let somebody else handle that.
Again, another wise decision on your part, because it is a changing atmosphere. And not only does it change on almost a weekly, monthly basis, but new things come up.
Right.
Every once in a while, you know, every so often. We just had this conversation about TikTok.
Right.
What's going to take that place? And so, yeah, somebody that's steeped in that area helps out. When you talk about, you said Google. So if I were to plunk in glam or prom dresses.
Or prom store Iowa or prom dress Iowa, any of that.
You guys shoot right to the
top.
Yes,
we are.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what about, you said you have this changeover from prom to
homecoming.
All right. What's the style difference? I mean, these are gorgeous floor-length gowns that you have right now for prom. What's the difference when we get into homecoming?
They're just short.
That's
okay. Simply, a lot of times the manufacturers don't have enough time between prom and homecoming to actually redesign dresses. So they just have the same dress cut short. They take their top 20 prom styles and have them manufactured in a short version.
Wow.
So, and that's not the case for all of them. There are some unique styles, but all of the top styles from prom, almost 100% of those get cut down into homecoming dresses.
One of the other things that you do, and I've been told about this, is that you're very careful not to sell the same dress to the same school, because nothing's worse than having your girlfriend show up in the same dress that you're wearing, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you do that?
Our computers are smart. So when we get up here to the computer and the customer is purchasing a dress, we ask them what school they're wearing that dress to. And the computer takes care of it from there.
Hmm.
So
no duplication.
No duplication.
What about the afterlife of these prom dresses?
They actually sell fairly well on Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
So the girls that are freshmen and sophomores, like next year, they will oftentimes go to Facebook Marketplace and purchase a dress secondhand from somebody who wore that dress last year. And the dresses that do the best there are obviously your top dresses, your Sherry Hills, your Giovanni's, anything that went viral on TikTok. Those sorts of dresses are incredibly popular and they're hard to get. They're sold out. So the secondhand market is very good for those.
Got it. I was concerned about that because we're not talking about cheap dresses here.
Right.
And then there is an afterlife for them. Final question for you, and I think this is remarkable. When I was here visiting, and again, full transparency, Jovi works here. She's our granddaughter. A beautiful young lady, by the way. And
she is
gorgeous, isn't she? And she doesn't even know she's gorgeous sometimes, which is really endearing. The people that are working in the rooms helping these prom young women try on dresses are all themselves young women.
Yes, they are. Yes.
How do you find these girls? I mean, and they are very talented.
Well, for instance, Jovi was in here doing a modeling shoot one day, and I gave her my business card with my name on it and said, hey, you need to work here. You should work here. So that's how we got Jovi. But a lot of the girls are just word of mouth. So next thing you know, Jovi's friends want to work here, and customers coming in, they see all their peers working here, so they want to work here. So it's a good job.
It is a good job, and you pay well.
I do,
That's the other surprising thing.
Girls are making bank.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
And because there's bonuses, and there's all kinds of incentives for them to engage properly. Do you do training for the people that are selling?
Yep, we do some training with them. But so many of them, they engage with the customer so well simply because they love what they're selling.
Mm.
So you don't have to train that. So a passion over fashion, a passion about color, a passion about beads, you don't have to train that. These young girls already have it. They're born with it. So all they have to do is make that customer feel beautiful, and that dress sells itself.
Yeah. And you just said something that's so very important for people to understand. It is the passion that they have for whatever job it is. And I run into business people all the time, Amy, who are, you know, confounded by the fact that we can't find anybody to work. We can't find anybody that will really put themselves to the test. But here you are with young women under the age of 18 many times, and they are committed to this job.
Mm-hmm. They love it here.
And so it is about what not only what the employer offers, but it's got to match the desire in the field of the worker.
Right.
Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah.
What final question for you, Amy, and thank you for spending so much time with me and answering all these questions. What do you see in the future? Two questions. What have you learned in 27 years of serving these young women in the world of prom? What have you learned about the consumer, about parenting, about style? What have you learned?
Well, I would say the most important thing that I've learned is that we'll be okay. These kids get a hard rap. You know, everybody says they're spoiled and all of these things. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say, this world will be okay. These are a great group of young people. And we're leaving this world in very good hands.
That's really wonderful to hear. And this is then the final question. What about the future? What do you see as you go forward? Is there expansion plans? What do you think?
I do see that. I actually, this store is doing a beautiful job with the trajectory. It is going in the right direction. I absolutely feel that this store will continue to grow and continue to expand.
Yeah. Amy, thank you so very much for spending so much time with me. I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Proving yet again, you never know where your stories are going to come from. Thanks to our granddaughter, Jovi, for that lead. Amy Reynolds, ladies and gentlemen, is the entrepreneur at Glam. You can find them at glamprom.com. And yes, we will have a link up on the radio blog as well. I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation. It is a beautiful store, and it's got a very special mission of helping young ladies feel beautiful. Good stuff. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Amy Reynolds, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.